chapter number 13. So good to see you here on a Sunday night. And you pray for us. We share a few thoughts that we pinned down this afternoon. The Lord's laid upon our heart. Boy, I appreciate the good service this morning. Somebody say amen. Just wonderful to go to church. Somebody said, well, ain't nobody having church. Well, we're trying to have church. And so if you want to have some church, it's a good place to get to come to church. All I can tell you. I'll go to church with you. Amen. And I don't care nothing about religion, but I do love to go to church. And I wish that old crippled man come by and dropped his pan at the beautiful gate that morning. And he'd show us all how to shout tonight. But I just bless his good name. The Bible said, Proverbs 13, verse number 10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Verse 17, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. It does matter who you run with tonight. And if you lay with dogs, you'll catch fleas. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. I like that. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. We need to surround ourselves with the right kind of people. I'm glad I got the right kind of people around me tonight at Liberty Baptist Church, and I mean that with all of my heart. This is not a one-man rodeo. Honey, I'm going to tell you, it's no biggins, no littlins. And I'm glad the God of glory put us together and put some good people in my path. The Bible said a good man, verse 22, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Thank you for standing tonight. I'd like to preach out of verse 22 if the Lord had helped me and trust me tonight. Well, the Bible says a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And I'm going to preach on this topic this evening, on leaving something for somebody else. Leaving something for somebody else. I'm afraid that it takes a long time for a person to realize that it's not just about them. I hear a lot of times, well, preacher, just leave me alone because I'm not bothering nobody but me. But that is a lie from the devil tonight. Because we've got people coming along behind us. I want to say it does matter how we go to church here. It does matter what kind of Bible we read. It matters what kind of preacher we have. It matters what kind of conditions that we see about this building to be. It does matter what kind of home that we keep. And so many things affect other people. But tonight this Bible says that a good man, he leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. I don't think so much that he's talking about silver and gold. The Bible says, lay not up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust messes things up, nor thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And so I think a lot of times that we all can realize and we all would have to agree, many times we see a lot of inheritance left to children, and before long it's become vanity. They don't even have what their forefathers have worked for. But tonight I want to leave something for somebody else. Now I have two grandchildren. I am reminded the way my body feels tonight, I am a grandpa. Somebody say amen. And I can look at you and I am reminded. Some of you are not as young as you used to be. And I've said this 100 times. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we could start raising children with the mentality of a 50-year-old? Amen. I don't want no more children to be raising at 50. My nerves is too short. I'm shot out tonight. But I'm going to tell you this, honey. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we sort of know a little bit about life at 20 as we do at 50? And so here the Bible says a good man leaves something for somebody else. I want to ask you, what are you leaving for somebody else tonight? I want to say, first of all, I want to be able to leave a friend that will not depart. In Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 24, I have a great heritage. I had one of the best mother and daddies a man could ever have. I had a mom and daddy didn't have a lot, but they had love one for another. This is an amazing thing, young couples. I never heard my mom and daddy fuss and fight. Never heard my mom and daddy have an argument. That's amazing in 50 years of marriage. Never heard that. I can't say that at my house. And I know the bunch I pastor can't say that either. But certainly we come from a great heritage. I had a grandpa. He plowed a mule about all of his life, and he would turn that old soil up in Tennessee. As a boy, I'd walk behind him. I'd hunt arrowheads in the field. I mean, that's the kind of life I had. I'd get a bird dog, leave the house, and I could hunt all day long and never get off of his property. I'm telling you, it was a wonderful life. I mean, our excitement was Mama say, get you a quilt, go on the shade tree, lay down and watch the traffic, amen. But think about it, wasn't much traffic come down our road. But I'm going to tell you, I had a great heritage. Some of you had a lot of heritage. A lot of you tonight, you have things. But let me tell you, life is not about things. We're all conditioned. We're schooled with the one that has the most toys wins. Can I tell you, that's not the concept of the Word of God tonight. I'm glad I've got somebody lives in me that nobody else can get a hold of. Nobody else can steal him from me. I'm glad I've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want to say to my little old grand youngins and to my children, to your grand youngins and your children, I want to be able to leave a friend that will not depart. Now let me tell you folks tonight, I thank God for my friends. A lot of people say if you can count and put if you can have just this handful of friends in a lifetime, you sure are blessed. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've got a lot more than that, and I sure am blessed. But I want to come in and tell you this tonight before I leave and go back over you under where I live. If every one of them walk out, I know one that will not depart. The Bible said in Proverbs 18 and 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus is my friend tonight. He loves me at all times. When I'm bad, He loves me. When I'm sad, He loves me. Honey, I can't do anything to make Him love me more. He loved me before I ever knew Him. Hey, we love Him because He first loved us. And I'm glad tonight that we can leave a friend that will not depart. Do you know this friend that I'm preaching about this evening? He is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say in Ephesians chapter number 2, and verse number 8, He is a friend by grace. I'm glad He saves by grace. Now, if we could work our way into heaven, we could work our way out of heaven. In Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved. Boy, there's a good wholesome Bible word. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm kept. It's a done deal. Amen. Good is in glory land tonight. You say you got a license to sin? No, I sure don't, but I got a license to go to heaven tonight. For by grace are you saved, what's this, through faith. The only place you can show me in your Bible on how to be saved, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe upon what Jesus done for you and accept Him as a personal Savior. You'll not go to heaven tonight because your mom and dad is going to heaven. You'll not go to heaven because you're a member of Liberty Baptist Church. If you go to heaven, you'll go there as a sinner saved by the grace of God, perfect under the blood of His darling Son, justified by amazing grace, kept by sanctifying power, sealed by the Holy Ghost. I'm glad tonight, thank God, I'm a-thanking myself. I'm glad I've got a friend that will not depart. I've had friends that loved on me. I've had friends that left out on me. But I've got one tonight that has never left me. Thank God He loves me. He loves me when I'm bad. He loves me when I'm mad. He loves me when I'm sad. Thank God we've got a friend that loves us at all times. I want to leave a friend that will not depart. You see, He is a friend by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's that not of yourselves. We had nothing to do with it.
If God hadn't give us faith, we couldn't believe. Oh, it is all by the grace of God. Look what he says now. He says that we're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, he's a friend by grace. In John 11, in verse number 11, you'll notice he's not only a friend by grace, but I'm glad my Bible teaches he's a friend by the grave. Now, Mary and Martha had a brother that Lazarus got sick. And so they sent for Jesus. You know the story. The Bible said that he stayed 2 days in the place where he was in verse 6. And then after that, he said to his disciples in verse 7, let us go to Judea again. And his disciples said to him, Master, the Jews have late sought to stone you, and goest thou thither again. Isn't it amazing that Jesus would come back where people throw rocks at him? I mean, how many rocks did we throw at Christ before he come back and saved us? Boy, I tell you, I picked up a lot of handfuls and throwed at him, but I'm glad he loved me in spite of what I was doing and who I was. Now watch this. He's a friend by the grave. He told the disciples in verse number 11, he said, these things said he, and at that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Now if he is my friend on this side of the grave, he'll be my friend on yonder side of the grave. The psalmist David said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. I'm glad, honey, that death just be a shadow for the child of God. You look on that light tonight, and there's shadow on that wall. You know why it's a shadow there? Because it's light shining on it. Honey, let me tell you, death won't bring darkness to the child of God. Hey, 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 death will bring light to the child of God. He said in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Hey, them undertakers don't tear my nerves up, honey. Hey, that's a transition to yonder to glory land. I'm having chest pains. That may be my ushered part on in the goal. We all got to get there somehow. Thank God. I'm glad that the undertakers don't tear my nerves up. I'll laugh at them. Don't y'all come by waving at me in that box. I won't be in that box, honey. I'll be yonder in glory land world. Oh, I'm glad he is my friend by grace, but he's a friend by the grave. Aren't you glad the grave won't have a hold on you? You say, preacher, you really want to die? Oh, no, I really don't. I'm going to go to the doctor this week. But I can tell you this, if I do, I will be in heaven by the grace of God. Oh, what a joy to know that he's friend by the grave tonight. No, nobody else can walk on the other side of the grave with you. How many times have we walked with a loved one to this side of the grave? But honey, there's one day on the third day, the captain of our salvation, he stepped out of glory world and he'll step on the other side of the grave to welcome his children home. Glory to God. Woo, I'm glad he is a friend by the grave. You say, preacher, will he hold my hand? He'll do more than that. He's going to bring you to his land. He's going to take you where he lives. Boy, I want to leave something for somebody else. I want to point him to a friend that'll never depart. He's a friend by grace. He's a friend by the grave. And in Hebrews 13, verse number 5, some of y'all ought to watch this right here and mark it in your Bible. Hebrews chapter 13. And a verse number 5, he's a friend by guarantee. You can stand on this book when the world's burning. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What'd he say? I will what? Never leave you nor forsake you. Your mom and daddy may leave you. Your husband and wife may leave you. The world may forsake you, but Jesus said, you got a guarantee. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, Buddha can't say that because he's in the grave. Muhammad can't say that. He's in the grave. Confucius, he's in hell tonight. He can't say that. But the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, the one that stood out yonder on heaven's shore tonight, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm talking about tonight leaving something for somebody else. Oh, how we need to leave a friend that will not depart. I hope that my young'uns and my grandbabies can say, well, I can't say a lot about Pop, but I can say he had a friend that would not depart. Said, something happened to my granddaddy. My babies will be able to say, something happened to my daddy. He got a hold of something that wouldn't turn loose of him. I'm glad they ain't got no old daddy coming in drunk and kicking mama and hitting mama. I'm glad my young'uns ain't scared of me tonight. I'm glad my little old grandbabies, Brother Randall, ain't scared tonight. Well, I'm talking about leaving something. What are you leaving for somebody else? Oh, I want to leave a friend that they'll know will never depart. Number two, I want to leave a faith that they will never doubt. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 7, I want to have a faith that they will not doubt. Luke chapter number 7, we see where Jesus said, this man was different than any other man in Israel. In Luke chapter number 7 and verse number 1 tonight, Jesus says these words. When he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. When he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, he hath built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them. When he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not thyself. For I am not even worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and thy servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. Turned about and said to the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. Tonight I would love to lead a faith that will not doubt. I think a lot of times the reason we don't have more than what we have because we have a faith that doubts. Many times we say this, God, show me and I'll believe. But let me tell you what God says. He says, believe and I'll show you. We say, God, show me and I'll believe. He says, no, you just believe and I'll show you. Oh, how we need to leave faith to a generation. This generation knows very little about faith. Faith is an amazing thing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Notice this, faith cometh by hearing, hearing, hearing. We need to be reminded to build our faith tonight. Peter got out of the boat. He said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. Jesus said the most wonderful words in our King James Bible, come. Matter of fact, he always says that to anybody that wants to get to where he is. Come. The Bible said that he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I wouldn't throw stones at Peter. Most of you in that crowd back there talking about him. Well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get real crazy about this thing about serving God. I wouldn't get too crazy. He said, y'all stay there you want to. I'm going where God is. And the Bible said that he walked on the water. Now, I believe what my Bible said. He walked on the water. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine having that kind of faith to go to Jesus and just walked on the water? And he took his eyes off Jesus. And you know the story. He began to sink, but look what Jesus did. He reached, and I like that Bible word, he caught him. This is what he said. O thou of little faith. If little faith will let you walk on water, where would big faith take you tonight? You know, I've heard a lot about our building. I hear a lot of people say, well, in this downtime economy, you're crazy. Things don't look good. Can I tell you, things ain't never looked good. If we're going to sit around for the signs of the time to look good, we won't never do nothing for Jesus. A lot of times when offerings get low, one of the best things you can do is bring on another missionary. Faith is not convenience. You better quit waiting on convenience to have faith. Because I've never seen faith be convenient. God always challenges me when it don't look right. God's math don't add up. How many times we heard this man read the inflow and the outflow and it didn't all add up. But in God's math, it adds up. 40,000 come in, we give away 50,000. It don't take the sharpest pencil in the box to figure out that math don't work in our economy. But let me tell you, God's economy, faith moves the hand of God. We need to quit saying, show me and I'll believe. We need to believe and let him show us. Faith that will not doubt. Are you leaving any faith behind? Can they look at you and see that you had any faith at all for the things of God? Leaving something for somebody else. I want to leave them a friend that will not depart. Young people, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I've done a lot of things in this world that I'm ashamed of, and I've done a lot of accomplishments that I'm proud of. But ain't never had nothing like Jesus. I could just stay there all night. Jesus has been good to me. Jesus has been good to you. And Jesus has been good to America. A friend that will not depart. I want to leave a faith that will not doubt. I want to leave a fire that will not die. Jeremiah said something about it. Jeremiah chapter number 20. Maybe you just really feel like you're really dead in the things of God. Maybe you feel like that you're just spiritually depleted. It's amazing what this Word of God can do with you in your heart. Jeremiah faced times like us. He faced some crises. He faced a time when people didn't want to hear preaching. He done throwed his hands down and he said, you know what, I'm just about ready to give up. But he said in Jeremiah 20 and verse number 9, then said I, I'll not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. He's a Monday morning Baptist preacher. It don't even take me to Monday morning. It's Sunday night. I said, they don't care. They ain't listening. They staring out the windows. Renee say, just keep a preaching. Look what he says. He says, I'll not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart. As a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Boy, I want to leave a fire that will not die. You listen to me tonight, folks. This book right here is just not any book. It's tested and it's tried through the fires and the trials of time. This book got Grandpa saved. It'll get your grandbaby saved tonight. And I want to leave them a fire that will not die. It's amazing to me, Brother Dennis, how cold sometimes I can feel, how far off I get, but I can steal away in prayer and get a hold of this book. And I get to pouring this book in me, and all of a sudden it's a fire go to building in me. So like Brother Lee this morning, he couldn't stand there no more. Fire burn your britches, friend. I like what one old feller said. He said, son, if you'll just build a fire, somebody come watch it burn. By the way, when you see anybody out putting out a fire, they not sitting there watching the firemen. They watching the fire burn. May God grant future days at Liberty Baptist Church where the fire of the Word of God burns so in our heart that we cannot stay ourselves, that we must stand up and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I challenge you, friend, I challenge you. You put this Word in you and a fire will be built up in your soul. Oh, I'm glad it warms our heart. Jeremiah said it was a fire that would not die. I want to leave a copy of the Word of God. I mean, let me ask you something tonight. You know where your remote control's at? Do you know where your Bible's at? Amen. Our Bible ought to be the most precious thing in our house. I promise you this. You can ask my wife. If our house caught a fire, this would be the first thing that I'd grab in my house. Friend, I've got 17 years of this church preaching in this book. I got notes after note. I've had it rebound. I've had it glued. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't nothing like this book. Amen. I praise the Lord for this book. This book I've got so used to, it's sort of like shooting your own shotgun. Amen. I can pick up another and it just don't hardly shoot good as this one does. Because I know where everything's at in this. I might not can tell you where to turn, but I can tell you where it's at on the page of my Bible, friend. We ought to know more about our Bible than we do anything in our house. Bless the name of the Lord. I want to leave them a fire that will not die. I hope they can look. You know, a young man, I just happened to see it. I think it's very fitting tonight. A young man in the church brought this to me Wednesday night. He had acquired this, and he wanted me to see it. It's an old family Bible. I never seen. I told him it was something very unusual about this Bible. Not only the cover so thick, but this Bible here, it's never been dedicated. It's never been wrote in. It's very unusual. This Bible's a turn of the century, 1800s, early 1900s. Most of the time, everybody logged their births in the Bible. They log their marriages in the Bible. This one isn't. It's an amazing book. You ought to come by and look at. Brother Randall, we had to tote that around, son. I'd need two armor bearers just to tote that thing around to preach in. But let me tell you, honey, this Bible right here that saved Grandpa, it'll save your babies, and it'll save their babies' babies. And it's still the Word of God that gets it done tonight. May God put the fire of the Word of God back in our churches and in our hearts. Every family had this on the table that was anybody. Sort of like a whale. I preached on a whale one time. You couldn't raise a family in the old days without a whale. You couldn't raise a family without a Bible. I don't know why some of you trying to raise young'uns without a Bible. This ought to be the centerpiece of your home tonight. Look what it says. Holy Bible. His word is still holy. It's inerrant. It's infallible tonight. It's inspired. Holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost and wrote in our Bible. I still believe that a whale swallowed Jonah. Amen. I still believe that Jesus still saves old sinners. I believe it from Genesis to the mountains tonight. I believe everything about the word of God. If you want to get messed up, just change Bibles. If you want to get sidetracked, leave your Bible somewhere. Oh, Lord, how we need the Bible. I want to leave a fire that will not die. I don't know, maybe Parker gets this Bible. I got things set up for him. First church I pastored. I'd like to leave that Bible to Olivia. I've always said, long as I'd be here, I'm going to try, Brother Mike, to stay just in this one book. I don't know. I believe. I don't know if it's going to hold up that long or not. I think it's doing better than I am. Amen. It's okay. You can laugh a little bit tonight. My God, won't it be a blessing? Won't it be a blessing to leave this right here to one of my grandbabies? They look in there and they say, oh, won't you look how Pop wrote in his Bible. Look at his messages that he preached in his Bible. See, I wonder how Pop got through all them storms. I bet it's in this Bible. I wonder how Pop got food on the table. I bet it's in this Bible. I wonder how Pop and Meemaw lasted 50 years. I bet it's in this Bible. Lord God, somebody say it's good preaching, whether it ain't. Lord, what a book. How many times has my heart been tore out and I'd get this book. Boy, I'd get up just like a little brushed down pony again on Sunday morning, Brother David, just waiting, biting at the bits to tell you what God had showed me in this book. Well, I know some of you think I'm crazy. I ain't crazier than this sometimes. I say, bless the good name of the Lord tonight. He's worthy of our praise. I want to leave a friend that will not depart. Oh, man, I want to leave a faith that will not doubt. I want to leave a fire that will not die. I want to leave them with a flock that will not drift. Very important what kind of church you go to. I've got a high chair I'm fixing to bring. I believe church is the most important part of our life beside the word and the prayer of God. We need the fellowship. We need the encouragement. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to be taught the word of God. We need to be preached the word of God. And I'm going to tell you, I would love to leave these kids around here and my grandchildren, Brother Tim, a flock that will not drift. In Jude, verse number 1 tonight. Jude, verse number 1. He said, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. He said in verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to leave them a flock that will not drift.
Last night I was looking on the Inspiration Channel and Brother Graham come on. Now, I want to say this. God used that man in a way that seems that He's not using a man in our day. He could go and He could preach at the White House down to the poorhouse. And I looked in a Coliseum. This was going on, I think, in early 60s. And this is what he said. He gave his text and he preached on you must be born again. He said, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. Nicodemus, the most religious man in the Bible, came to Jesus by night. And he said, ye must be born again. And this is what he said. He said, a sinner must realize they are a sinner. It takes the Holy Spirit of God to convict a sinner, to draw them in the family of God. At that time, they must accept Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus to be saved. He had no apologies. Can I tell you that upsets the Catholic Church? It upsets a lot of things tonight, but I will not budge on the way to get to heaven. Jesus said He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. End of conversation. And friend, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I want to leave them a flock that will not drift. I put my life here. Many of you's put your life here. We preach doctrine for a reason. So when the wind starts blowing, you don't crumble and crash. We preach out of a Bible. We preach, try to preach it gun barrel straight. And I know everybody don't like it. Everybody don't want it. But it don't change the fact we don't quit preaching the Word of God. I love singing good as any preacher preaching. Matter of fact, I wished I could sing. But I'm going to tell you what, honey, when hell is a bouncing, when you can't get a song, you can reach and get a copy of the Word of God and help you through another storm in your life. I want to leave them with a flock that will not drift. Did you know the average church? You listen to me, young kid. Look up here at your preacher tonight. I'm about done. We're going on. I want all the young kids, Logan, Dylan. I want all you young boys. Aiden, I want you young boys to look at me. Bobo, I want y'all to listen. I want you to listen what your preacher's fixing to say, Charlie. When we dead and gone, and a man gets up and got the wrong kind of Bible, you run him out of here. And when they go against this book, you stand for what's right. I don't want my grandbabies to be around a flock that's drifting. I've give sweat, blood, and guts. And so have many of you. And thank God we raised in young'uns to sing about the storm. Brother Tim, Brother Chris sang about the blood. That little boy thrills my heart singing about the blood. That little girl thrills my heart singing about the wind. Does that do anything for anybody? They ain't up a swaying and a rocking and a beating on drums. They sang in songs with content and with value. And we're building character in young people. Mom and Daddy, we better have the guts to leave some guts. I want to leave a flock that will not drift. And you listen to me, folks. I know I've been here with you a long time, but when I get wrong, I don't give a rip who you are or who I am. We're wrong when we get out of that book. I've stood and I've apologized to this church when I've done wrong. And we all ought to stay close, filled with God, love one another, stay in this book. We ought to not compromise or modernize. You can still have a crowd of people and preach. You can still have church and love people. Somebody said, well, you can't build a church. Well, this is God's church.
I hope by the time that wing is done, we're ready to start on this wing. You know yourself, nothing flies right with one wing. You go in circles. I hope God fills it up. I hope we're sitting on each other at the time we got the roof line finished. But I can tell you this, I will not compromise to fill it or fill that. What I started doing is where I'm staying tonight. You've loved your preacher. You've backed your preacher. You stood with your preacher. And I want to leave a flock that will not drift. And that's why we better be indoctrinating these young people in a King James Bible. It's still the blood. It's still the Holy Ghost that exalts Christ. We still love each other, respect our peers and elders, and respect the man of God around here. This may be a pretty good revival message to preach somewhere. I want to leave some things. Somebody else, do you? Miss Sharon, won't you come tonight? Play softly for me if you would. I know I was reading that verse, just jumped out to me. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. I want to leave something for somebody else. I preach a message on setting out trees that you'll never set under. I guarantee you, most of the trees that we enjoy in setting under today, we didn't set them out. Somebody else had enough vision to set them out for a generation to come. What we better realize is quit being so self-centered and thinking about now. It's tomorrow. We've got, what, 5 new babies on the way in this congregation that we know about? Look at all the babies on this floor. They need a place to go to church. Brother Zach, Eli needs a place to go to church. Justin, Jake, that child you got coming up is going to need a place to go to church. Brother Will, your daddy had a place for you to come up to church. Jake, Will, Jennifer. 17 years ago, when I started, we used little old young'uns. I'd step over you in the home, call around on the floor, and preach over you. Time's passing us by, and now you got young'uns bringing in this world. I remember the night old Brother David fell in my floor, my study. I said, Brother David, I want you to be my song leader. He fell like a dead man and wept before God, but my recliner in my little old study. Man, we had nothing. 4 or 5 families. Going to Brother Mike's house. Miss Sheila, them good enough to turn the front around. Let us preach there on Sunday morning. Brother Dennis let us have his place on Wednesday night. Man, a lot of time on Sunday night. Boy, God would move on us. We went in that little storefront building. Never could see what God's going to do on this hill. God filled the storefront building up. Me and Brother Mike began to look for property. We went out yonder. Zach's daddy, his granddaddy, the only member left in that church, handed me a key before he died. Handed it to me and this man. He said, y'all can have that key for, you can have that church for $1 a year. You cut the grass, you can have the church. We went over there, opened the door. This man is my witness. I walked in, the Holy Ghost said, leave. I said, God, we ain't got no church for our people. He said, leave. If we'd went over there, we never could have had this. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying I want to leave a flock that will not drift. A lot of you, you've labored and prayed, you've squalled here with me. You've given God your all, and look what He's done for you. But let me tell you, He ain't done yet. these new families, the next 20 years, they don't tell them what God will do here. You know why I say that? Because there's so many people that's folded their Bible up and went to the house and said it don't work no more. But you know what? Only God's way works. I've said this for years. All these other boys with their dog and pony shows, and we'll just keep preaching. We'll offer something to a community that no other church can offer. And we're here today.